Now you can well imagine the situation and the state of Mr. Oliver on seeing such a horrifying vision. Then in fear, he turned around and ran for his life, calling out for help. To add to his fear, he also saw a lantern swinging in the middle of the path. Somehow, as he reached the school premises, he was in for another surprise. Gasping for breath, he stumbled upon the school watchman. The watchman asked Mr. Oliver the reason why he was running and if he had seen an accident. Then when Mr. Oliver said that he had seen a boy in the forest without a face, the watchman lifted up the lantern which he was carrying and disclosed his own face before Mr. Oliver. Mr. Oliver saw the same face in the school watchman which he had seen in the forest. He too had a face which was devoid of any facial features. It was just then that the wind blew the lamp out. Now, children, it is obvious that Mr. Oliver was not seeing the school watchman for the first time. But the watchman too, in this instance, did not have any facial features. His too was a face without any eyes, ears, or nose. Now, whether it was a figment of Mr. Oliver's imagination or it really happened to be so, is what the author leaves for the readers to decide.